I just record?
You record all the days.
Okay.
I wish I could say I was dressing up for you.
I'd like to call the meeting of the Utilities Environment Committee to order. It's 11/18, 2013. It's 6:30 p.m. Present are Mike Brown, Chair, Sandy Hussman, Mary Westfall, Mark Lukey, Katie Cappellini, Todd Milner is excused. Toby Schroyer, Bill Sanford, Kevin Aller, Mayor Stahl, and Jim Moan are also here from the administration, and the Blade Reporter. We're here to discuss the increased water rates from the city of Toledo of 13.2%, which will take effect on 1/1/2014. I've asked the administration to put together a couple profiles on what effect that will have on our citizens. And then we also, everyone knows that we have a surcharge that we charge on top of what the city of Toledo charges us for our water. And we need to make a decision on whether or not we're going to leave that surcharge alone and not increase it based on the increase in water rates. So with that being said, I'll turn the meeting over to both Toby and to Kevin Aller.
You're here somewhere.
Thanks, Mike. I put together a summary of what our existing rates are. If you take a look, and basically what I took a look at is what the Toledo increases are going to mean to us as we move forward. On the first line on the sheet that I passed out, those are what the rates, Toledo's inside city rates are going to be per ordinance that they passed, I'll say September, the timing might be off a little bit, but per their latest ordinance, they've established what their rates are going to be through the year 2018. They set their rates on a per 1,000 cubic feet basis. I've taken those rates that are in their ordinance and adjusted those to a per 1,000 gallon basis because that's what we bill our customers based on. People understand gallons better, gallons of water better than they do cubic feet of water. So Toledo's rates are going to be on line two. That's what their rates are going to mean, a gallon, per 1,000 gallon basis. That is the rate for the people that are inside the city of Toledo. Our agreement with the city of Toledo then allows the city of Toledo to charge us a 75% surcharge onto that rate. So if you take the rates in line two, multiply them by 1.75, that gives you what we pay the city of Toledo over the course of through 2018 per 1,000 gallons of water that we receive. So line four shows that in 2014, our rate per 1,000 gallons of water is going to go up 45 cents. Accordingly, in 2015, it'll go up another 51 cents, 58 cents, 65 cents. In 2018, their increase was actually, they estimated only a 4% increase rather than a 13.2% increase all the other years have. From 2013 to 2014 to 2015, 16, and 17, they're proposing 13.2% increases each of those years. In 2018, they're estimating that it will be a 4% increase. So that's why it's going up steadily, and then all of a sudden that last year it drops to just 25 cents.
So theoretically, the water rates will go up at the end of 3 years. They'll be $1.60 more than what it is right now, basically.
Give or take, yes. So what that means, we've taken a look at is the, our today's residents for in the city of Sylvania pay $5.51 per 1,000 gallons. Residents that are outside of the city of Sylvania but within our water service area pay a 25% surcharge for $6.89. All I did in taking a look at the health of our water system and the health of our water funds, I believe that we're up capable of just increasing the rates to the amount that's needed to cover the city to the rate increase. So in that for 2014, what I'm proposing in that darker block in bold text is that we increase our rates from this year by the 45 cents noted in line 4 to $5.96 per 1,000 gallons, and then $7.45 for the outside rate. And then accordingly for the next 2 years, in 2015, we would increase it another 51 cents per 1,000 gallons, and then in 2016, another 58 cents per 1,000 gallons. Line 6, and then of course the non-city rate would be adjusted to based on that 25% surcharge that we have in place. Line 6 shows what a normal invoice would be. And when I say normal, that really takes a broad range. Ohio EPA has established 7,500 gallons a month as a normal household. That's actually, if you take a look at OPWC applications that I just filled out, completed, and submitted, they use 4,500 gallons. So there's really a wide range of what people consider to be normal. Typically, when discussing rates, you will deal with Ohio EPA because they're the controller, if you will, of water systems in Ohio. So I use 7,500 gallons per month. You can see that our ratepayer today would pay $41.33 if they were inside the city of Sylvania. Next year, that cost would go up to $44.69 if they're a normal household. And then, obviously, for the next 2 years beyond that, that cost will continue to increase. I took a look at some area communities and so that I could show you where their rates fall in comparison to what ours are. Lucas County is on the, they're on the low side, if you will, at $32.45. And then obviously it increases over different communities to the high, being the Northwestern Water and Sewer District, being $50.89.
Kevin, what is that? Where are they?
They are on the outskirts of Toledo in Wood County, just across the river. They have the Stony Ridge area.
They're the ones that go down to 795.
Yeah, they go down to 795.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and right up to the edge of Perrysburg, actually. Yeah. You can see we're right in line with Perrysburg, Maumee, and Waterville. We're all right in there, pretty close together. A couple of those communities have done recent increases. A couple of them are talking right now about future increases because they all purchase water from the city of Toledo. So they're just now taking a look at how they're going to respond to these same increases.
By not increasing the percent, not adding on to the percent that we, the surcharge that we use for our infrastructure, on the larger amount, we're going to keep it on the current amount. What we're charging now, we have the
for the city,
yes,
for the city portion, yes, yeah. We're going to keep it the same.
And what effect, have you guys looked at what effect that'll have on the water fund?
Yes, I'm comfortable in reviewing it with Toby. We're comfortable that our balance in the water fund and our ability to cover our expenses above and beyond what we have to pay the city of Toledo for the water,
correct,
that we're in comfortable enough shape that we would not have to increase that As you can see, I'm proposing going through 2016. We'll take a look at that again in 2017 and see if we're still in that same position. I believe the last increase that the city did was in 2010 or 2011. So going, you know, if we go out to 2018, that's a 7 or 8 year period.
Right.
Without taking a look at the increase, and that's a pretty long period to try to take care of in one shot. So that's why I've shortened it to 2016, and then towards the end of 2016, we'll take a look at it again and see what our recommendations are at that point.
So what we need here today is a recommendation to the administration to increase the rates only what the city of Toledo is increasing our water. I don't know if I said that right.
Another way to say that is to only pass through the increases from the city of Toledo.
Straight pass.
Okay.
So moved.
And that would be to prepare legislation, right?
Correct. Okay.
Okay, we have a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We'll make that recommendation tonight.
Thank you.
Oh.
And you heard that motion was to prepare legislation.
Right. And one other thing, I did get a letter that was sent to the mayor, and I was asking the questions I've asked them of a couple of people in the administration of Toledo that what kind of guarantee there was that these water rate increases would go to repair the infrastructure and the water treatment plant. Mm-hmm. And there's a letter, and it shows the amount of money that they're going to be spending on the water treatment plant, you know, with the increased water rates. So you guys can take a look at that. There's a diagram in the back.
And they are, is that what you're saying? They're doing what they said they were going to do?
Right now. I guess with that, I'll call the meeting of Utilities and Environment to close at 6:40.
Okay. Thank you.